This is Morning Edition on NHPR. I'm Rick Yanley. Good morning. We've been talking with Cornish resident and gardening guy Henry Hohmeyer in the past few weeks about gardening in general. And as it is August, Henry, it is high season for vacations, people going away. And I know for you, in fact, you're looking to go away for a couple of weeks. What do you do with your gardens when you're going away for a long period of time?
I think one of the things that people don't think about is the fact that deer are going to notice if you're not around, and particularly if your dog is not around. And I think you need to do some protection from deer if you're in an area where they can bother your gardens. The best thing to protect against deer is always an 8-foot fence. And most of us don't want to put the money into that. But there are other things you can do as well. One of them is to put out stinky things that will deter them, will repel them. Traditionally, people have put out Irish Spring soap, drill a hole in it, and hang it out in the garden. I don't find that works particularly well. It's a very strong, smelly soap, but I don't think it, in my experience, has not kept deer away very well. What has worked for me this year, I have a garden plot that's remote from my house, and I've been having a few deer problems. At the garden center, they sell coyote urine and little plastic bottles that are like Airwick containers with cotton in the bottom and holes in the sides that you can hang out on a forked stick. And the smell of coyotes will be in your garden.
Now, I'm imagining that's very pungent, very potent. Mm-hmm. And like you said, that might keep the deer away. Would that not drive you away?
No. After 5 feet, you know, 5 feet away from it, and I can't smell it. But the deer have much better noses. Another thing that I do besides the repellents is I cover certain things with row cover. I put up wire hoops over my sweet potatoes. Deer love sweet potatoes, and the vines are very tasty. Humans can eat the vines, too, by the way. And then I put row cover, which is an agricultural fabric that breathes and allows rain to get through and air to circulate a little bit.
And this doesn't block any sunlight for them?
It does a little bit, but it still works fine. And the big thing for me is it also keeps out the deer.
And what about watering? Presumably, you're going to be away for a few days. You'll need someone to come in and do some watering for you.
You might, but we've had so much rain this summer, the ground is pretty well saturated, at least up my way. But if you're worried about watering, you can go to the hardware store or the garden center and get a controller for your water. If you have a sprinkler or soaker hoses, these are battery-operated devices that will turn on your hose for an hour a day or half an hour a day or 3 hours every other day, whatever you want. If you just program it, and they run by batteries.
What if you've got potted plants and you're a little worried about that? Now, they dry out much, much faster.
They do, and that's an important. I'm glad you brought that up. It's a great point. First of all, move them out of the sunshine. Put them in a shady place under an evergreen tree, and before you put them there, soak them in a big recycling container or a deep bucket, and hold them under water until they stop bubbling. And then that way you know they're fully saturated, and they will be good for a week.
Anything else you think you should do before you head out for a long vacation to make sure you come back to some growing plants and vegetable gardens?
Well, it's always good to have a neighbor stop in if you can. And if you tell your neighbor they can pick your tomatoes and beans, they will come and check on things. And it's good for your plants to be picked while you're away.
Yeah, you're offering them a little incentive to come over and grab some fresh produce. And in exchange, they'll help you out.
Absolutely.
Henry, thanks so much.
Thank you.